This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have an old guest. Well, he was back on here in March of 2017. They're a little bit different than the kind of guests we have on here, but they're in the same market. They're called Trend Mergers and Acquisitions. And what they do, I guess over the history of their company, they probably did about 150 reverse mergers and transitions of companies wanting to do a reverse or go public or something like that. And with us to talk about his company, this is John Dukas, and it is a privately held company. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett, and thank you so much for having me on. However, I must correct you. We have done 200 reverse mergers to date.
Oh, okay, 200. Wow, that's even big. So what's new with Trend Mergers and Acquisitions?
Well, to date, we've helped 20 companies go public for 2017. We've closed our first deal of the year this year, and we're currently helping 7 additional companies go public at this stage, at this point.
Is there any new companies that you might want to just highlight a little bit to tell my listeners, maybe take a look at them?
Well, you know, what we do, Everett, you know, people, CFOs, accountants, lawyers, entrepreneurs, they come to us and they say, we want to be public.
Right.
And we act as an agent. We will do is source the proper PubCo for them. We'll line up the best counsel. We'll line up the most efficient and economical auditors and accountants. We'll guide them through that process. So, you know, we're very agnostic in terms of, you know, what companies we will assist as long as we know that it's a good company. We don't want to see people take the expense and the time and go public for something that we don't believe, you know, is realistically a public company. But in that respect, you know, we're there to just assist the CEOs in getting the process done. So I can only tell you that on the flip of that, we act as a principal and do deals. And I could talk to you about some of those companies if you like.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you said I think you took 15 or 20 companies public in 2017. I just thought that if you had any ones that were particular on your radar that you really like, that you might want to share those with my listeners.
Well, I'll tell you where we're focused, and I think that would be of great interest.
Okay.
You know, I think there's no one out there that has a better ear to the wall than Trends. We get 5-10 business plans a week on our desk. So my partner, Clinton Grayling, who started the company almost 15 years ago, has a great deal of experience in this space. No other man out there. He knows more than the lawyers, more than the accountants, more than anyone in terms of what constitutes a deal. So together, what we do is we look for the best of show that we think are the greatest opportunities, and we offer to do this as a principle. In other words, we put our own money in. We put our own money in. We will donate a $450,000 PubCo, which we will purchase and donate towards the transaction. We'll give them all the working capital you want, and we put our money where our mouth is. Into that respect, I will tell you that the two hottest spaces in the world right now are cannabis and crypto blockchain.
Absolutely.
We have two companies that we are working with right now in the cannabis space, and we are looking at 5 in the crypto blockchain space. And what separates these two industries is that not only are they hot, the highest multiples, the highest performers, but they're real. People look at cannabis between 5 years ago and today, and I could tell you that 5 years ago, everybody thought there were just a bunch of drug dealers that were going public, or, you know,
right.
Bad actors, as they're called. Today, I am seeing calls from Morgan Stanley. I'm getting calls from all of the major broker-dealers, and what deals are you doing? Can we get involved? And in terms of cryptocurrencies, the world is going to be surprised. You shouldn't look at ICOs as an indicator of what cryptocurrencies are, because those are speculative mediums, these ICOs. But look at cryptocurrencies as a replacement for fiat currencies, which are dollars and yen. And look at blockchain as an alternative to the federal exchange. Because what we look for is we transfer funds. And blockchain is a secure ledger. It's a secure, transparent ledger for these transactions. And by the way, it can be applied to anything. It can be applied to fintech, healthcare. So the blockchain is a disruptive technology. Those are the two hot spaces to be in. And we happen to be, we're probably doing the two top crypto deals and the two top cannabis deals in the space right now.
You've been listening to John Dukas. He's a partner in Trends Mergers and Acquisitions. Hey, John, let me ask you this. If there was a family out there listening to the show and they're thinking about maybe they're in one of these particular spaces that you mentioned and they want to go public, how would they do that and how would they get in touch with you?
Well, you know, if there were, I bet on management. So when I look at a company, I look at who the managers are. The managers are, anybody can have a great idea, but a good manager has a good execution. And I bet on good executions. So for instance, if there were an entrepreneur, a CEO, and he said, this is a company that the public would want to own, they would go to my website at trendsmergers.com. Trendsmergers.com and see what we do. And they could contact us. We can have a discussion. You know, we'll sit down. We'll review things. I turn away more deals than I take, by the way. And Clinton reviews these deals intimately. And he'll tell them, you shouldn't be public. Don't waste your time and money. But if they do have the criteria that we believe is a successful combination, we will advise them on every step of the transaction. Every step of the transaction. We'll save them more money than they can believe.
So what's the future for 2018?
Well, what we're doing more and more is management advisory work. We help companies perfect their business plan. We advise them on the best course to raise capital as a public company, and we steer them away from the problems. I'll give you a great instance. One of our clients is a company by the name of Freedom Leaf, which is the number three performing stock on the over-the-counter. Number three,
Freedom Leaf. I'm familiar with it. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Yes, Freedom Leaf. Freedom Leaf was Cliff Perry, who is the CEO, and Richard Cowan. These two guys, they came to us. They had a publication. They are the marketing arm to Normal, which is the advocacy group for the cannabis space. And we put them into a public vehicle, the best public vehicle they could get. It was electronic transfer. It was every bell and whistle for them to go to the NASDAQ from there. So they started off with a great, solid vehicle. And then their business plan, which was the media. Well, you know, media alone is not an answer. They realized this in short order. They came back to Trends. We formed a relationship as advisors and consultants to the company. Cliff is a brilliant guy, one of the most brilliant marketers I've ever met, the hardest working guy ever. And again, if you subscribe to my philosophy, which you bet on the jockey, not the horse, here's a real seasoned jockey. He's taken this stock to 40 cents today from 2 cents. And how he did this was material events. He has created a revenue stream and a business model that I think the entire industry should emulate. And he's a winner. So we sat down, we worked with him, we got involved to a great degree, and it's a tremendous success. So our management advisory business plan is very effective for companies. So any company that we take public, we avail ourselves to them as advisors. And then the second thing is that we're going to be involved more and more in principal transactions where we put our own money into the deal. And to that, you know, we're always open to having additional investors who want to participate alongside us. So, you know, we don't advertise this, but, you know, the right investors, the right people to share the vision and build the company, we're always open to having partners. So that's our business plan for trends for 2018. Clinton and I are tremendously committed to building something very beneficial to the markets.
You've been listening to John Dukas with Trend Mergers and Acquisitions. John, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you won't wait as long as you did this time to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in a couple of months and give us an update.
Well, let me say something, Everett. You know, the first time I was on your show, I was amazed at how many people followed you on Twitter. And you guys are terrific. I have to tell you, you are the best venue for getting the word out there that I have yet to see.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the compliment. Talk to you real soon.
Have a good day, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.